Seven lines on the bottom of that tzaddik tesel and bays after the Mishnah, and the Mishnah states Misha is the derech rabbi miversal teich sedeu not move a nusin laminat tzad mashin nusin nusin v'shalei layegiu. If there is a public path that is running through Reuven's field, as either the rabbi were machzik in this field for a long time, or Reuven gave them this right, and Reuven tried to take the path back and give them another path in its place, then not only does the old path still belong to the rabbi, but the new path also belongs to the rabbi, and the rabbi will now have two paths through Reuven's field. And the Mishnah continues, Derech HaYochid Dal Ramos and Derech HaRabim Sheish Esri Amos, that the standard share of a private path is 4 Amos. And for example, if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you a path within my field, then the minimum share is 4 Amos in order for a wagon to be able to comfortably travel on this path. However, the Mishnah teaches us that as we learn from that Golas of the Mishkan, a public path is 16 Amos wide. And the Mishnah continues, Derech HaMelech Ein Lo Shir, Derech HaKeva Ein Lo Shir, that the path of a king has no share, and a king travels in a straight line and can travel through someone's fields and even has a right to knock down someone's fences and even their homes. And Rashbam brings that in the Sefri, this is learned from Psukim in Pashas HaMelech, and Rashbam brings the Pasuk in Pashas Shoftim that states, and we learn out, just like we learn in Masechtas Harias, from the Pasuk that states, similarly, when traveling to bury a mace, then the path that people travel on doesn't have a shear. And Rashbam explains that a derech hakever is definitely different than a derech hamelech. As b'negiyah derech hakever, then you can't knock down houses and you can't trample on other people's gardens, which will be a major hezek, but it can trample through people's fields. And the Gemara will explain that this is takanos chachamim mishum yikar d'shachva. And as the Gemara Maseches Ksubas teaches us, that many people would escort a mace to the basic forest and they should fill up a path which is from Avula until Sikra. And Ayin Rashbam, who brings a second pshat, that if Shimon buys a path to his own kever from Reuven in order to allow people to be able to travel to his kever at the time of his levaya, then Ein Lo Shir, and even if there is a large crowd at the levaya, Reuven can't hold anyone back from going through his field. And finally, the Mishnah ends, Hamaymid Dainit Tzipayir Amru Beis Abor Kabin. And as the Gemara will explain, there used to be a minig that on the way back from a levaya, there was a process called Maimid, and Dainit Tzipayir teaches us that if Reuven sold Shimon in an area for this procedure, then the area that can be used for the process is an area that can plant 4 kav, and this is 2/3 of a besa, or 833 square amos. And the Rashbam states, Dainit Tzipayir Lo Yisparish, it is not clear who this is referring to. And before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that the Havmin of the Gemara is that by Reuven replacing one path with another, he's actually not causing any hezek to the Rabbim, and L'chira, there should be a din of Kaifin al Midas Taim, and therefore Reuven should have a right to do so, and he would acquire the original path. But even so, Reuven cannot stop the Rabbim from walking through this path, and as the Mishnah stated, Shaloi lo yegiu, that this path that belongs to him, as the Mishnah states, and it is Shaloi, but lo yegiu, that Reuven can't stop them from walking through this path. And the Rashbam points out that it seems clear that this is the halacha, as otherwise why would it be that the second path that Reuven tried to give to the Rabbim will belong to the Rabbim? It must be because he took back his original path, and therefore the second path now belongs to the Rabbim. And our Gemara therefore begins and asks, Amai Shaloi lo yegiu, v'lechayra linkat pazva v'lesev, shemas mino lo yavad inish dilon afshe, afilu b'makam seda. And the Gemara is bothered that if the original path now belongs to Reuven, then he should be able to take a stick and sit by this path and hit anyone who tries to walk through his field using this path. And by the fact that the Mishnah says, v'shaloi lo yegiu, so it seems clear that a person cannot take matters into their own hands, even where he will certainly incur a loss, since he can't take the entire Rabbim to Bezin. And as Rashbam points out, that everyone agrees that b'makom seida ovid inish dilon nafshei, and the Gemara will now bring three terusim. Number one, Amar's vid mishmed rava gzir shem yitin lan derech hakolasan, that ein chenami surely heichad ikup seida ovid inish dilon nafshei. However, our Mishnah is actually teaching us that even in a case where Reuven replaced the original path with a similar or better path, and as Rashbam states, naslam derech yishara, the Chacham still didn't allow him to do so as a gzira, since one may give the Rabbim a crooked or worse path, and the Rabbim won't realize, or there won't be a specific person that will take up this fight and this cause. And as we know, Kedir de Beishutfi, Loi Chamimah V'Loi Karirah, and therefore this path still belongs to the Rabbim, and therefore certainly Reuven can't stop them from using this path. Rashbam points out that the Gemara will soon ask on all three Terutzim of the Gemara that if Reuven can't take back the original path, why should the Rabbim be able to keep the new path, and why should they get both paths if L'Chayr this entire transaction should be a Mekach Tais, and be void. The Gemara continues with the second teretz in the name of Rava, as Rav Meshash Mishmedu Rava Amar Benoislam Derech Hakalosan. According to this teretz, Ein Chinami, if Reuven would actually give a similar path, then certainly he could exchange one path for another, and certainly he would be able to be of it in Shdil Nafshei, as it certainly is B'makim Seida, and we would not be Geiza Shem Yitlam Derech Hakalosan. However, our Mishnah is discussing a scenario where Reuven actually gave a Derech Hakalosan to the Rabbim, and that's why the original path still belongs to the Rabbim, and Reuven can't stop anyone from walking through the path. And we continue at Daf Kufam Aleph, Rav Ashi Amar Kol Min Atzad Derech Hakalosan Ukrev Lezer Urchek Lezer, and the Gemara brings a third teretz that Rav Ashi states that any new path that Reuven tries to replace for the original path is considered Derech Hakalosan, as although it may be better for some people and closer to them, but automatically it will always be worse for others, and therefore Reuven doesn't have the right to swap out or replace the Derech Rabbim, and therefore certainly the original path still belongs to the Rabbim, and Reuven can't stop the Rabbim from walking through the path. And as Rashbam states, the Loisla Imdim Beir Mitzad Derech Rishain Oz Naslan Achshav Derech Hakalosan Vein Rashus Biyada Ligzil Surabim Obein Rav Ashi Larzvid Lekamidi. And really, there's no major nafkamina between Rav Ashi and Larzvid Elochul Taimim Keim Ashmoiz Darshin Iker Benayu. And as we mentioned, the Gemara now continues and asks a question on all three of these tuitzim, and the Gemara asks Vilei Malahu Shaklu Didchu V'Havlu Didi. And L'chiris, since Lefir Azvid is the Takanis Chachamim and Agzira, and according to Rav Meshashia and Rav Ashi, that Minadin, the original path, still belongs to the Rabbim, and Reuven couldn't take back the original path. So L'chiris, why can't Reuven tell the Rabbim that since you have the original path, therefore the whole transaction was a Mekartais, and the new path that I wanted to give you, it does not belong to you, and you do not have a right to walk through the new path? And why does our Mishnah state, Mashin Nosan Nosan, that the new path that Reuven gave to the Rabbim belongs to the Rabbim, and Reuven can't stop them from walking through the new path? And the Gemara uses a lashon that Reuven will say to the Rabbim that you should take back your original path and give me back the new path that I gave you, and there's no reason that you should have both paths. And the Gemara answers, Hamani Rabbi Lezahi, that our mission is going according to the Shita Rabbi Lezah, the Tanya, and as we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Ami Mishum Rabbi Lezah, Rabbim Shebaru Derech La'atzman, Mashabaru Baru, that even if a Rabbim goes and takes a piece of a field from someone and does so without the permission of the owner, then whatever they took becomes a Derech Rabbim, and they could walk through that path. And certainly if Rabbi Lezer holds that even if the Rabbim did so without the Rishus of the owner, that it belongs to the Rabbim, so certainly in this case Reuven gave them this new path, then even though he did so under wrong assumption, but ultimately he gave this to the Rabbim, and therefore certainly if you're Rabbi Lezer, this new path belongs to the Rabbim. And the Gemara continues and is bothered by the whole concept of Rabbi Lezer, and as the Gemara is, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbim Gazlanu, do you think according to Rabbi Lezer, he gives the Rabbim right to be Gazlanim and just go into someone's field and steal a path from them and not have permission to take that path? Certainly a Rabbim should not be able to do so, and therefore that can't be pshat in Rabbi Lezer. And therefore Amrav Gidl Amrav, Rav Gidl explains the name of Rav, Sha'avlan Derech Ba'isa Sada. Rabbi Lezer was specifically talking about a case where the Rabbim originally had a path within Reuven Sada, and they either forgot where this path was, or there was a flood, and now people can't tell exactly where the original path is. And then specifically in this case, the Rabbi Lezer says that the Rabbim could go and take a path in the middle of Reuven's field even without Reuven's permission, as Lemaisa they originally had a path in this field. And Rashbam explains that the Chiddush Rabbi Lezer is the Mikol Mokum Uch Islu Gabei, that Lemaisa the Rabbim certainly has a path within Reuven's field, the Yafa Kayach Rabbim Mikayach Yachid, and there's a greater strength of the Rabbim than a Yachid. Shai Yachid Sha'avloi Derech Besada Chaveri Lo Yivri Ma'atzmai Ela Oybe Bezdin Oybe Shusa Shabbal Sada, as if the Yachid originally had a path through someone's field, then if they lose track of exactly where that path was, then the din is that they have to go to Bezdin, or they would have to agree which path he could take. However, Avu Rabim Kebezdin Damu the Man Minau Mazmin L'Hai L'Beidina, and Rashbam explains that at this point the Gemara's teretz is still in play, as Kolshki Masisin, as certainly Rabbi Lezer would say the same din in our Mishnah to Atzmai Noslehem, as Reuven gave the path to the Rabim Umiu Shaloi Lo Yegiu to Kansinale L'Fishin Noslehem Derech Hakolosin Ayin Rashbam. And it's very difficult to understand this point to the Rashbam, and as Taisus points out, in middle diva maskel kagun she'adlan derech ba'isa sada, that a masha pirish the masisin have a koshkein a nira the masisin yeshlem and manavshach derech shloikadin, as in our Mishnah, where even though Reuven certainly gave a path to the Rabbim, but certainly one of the paths that Reuven gave to the Rabbim took shloikadin, as they only had a right to one path and not to two paths, and therefore how can you compare it to the case of Rabbi Lezer, where certainly the Rabbim had a right to one path, and therefore Rabbi Lezer holds they have a right to choose that path. And as Taisa states, Nimshach Islu Daka Gabei. And the Gemara now continues that according to Rashbam, the Gemara just got finished saying that Rav Gidl stated in Nimru Rav that Rav Elezer stated his halacha specifically in the case of Avdal and Derech Ba'isa Sada, and therefore the Gemara is Ihachi Amai Rav Barfuna Rav in halacha Rav Elezer. How could it be that Rav would state halacha doesn't follow Rav Elezer? As certainly it makes sense that if the Rabbim had a path that was going through Reuven's field and now they lost the actual makom of this path, then certainly the Rabbim should have a right to take back that path. And why would he be not passing like Rav Elezer? Gemara answers, Mad Masni Ha, Lo Masni Ha, that Ein Chanami, that since Rav Gidl explained the name of Rav, that Rav Elezer was speaking about a case of Avdal and Derech Ba'isa Sada, then certainly he would passing like Rav Elezer. And when Rav Bar Puna stated the name of Rav, Ein Halach Rav Elezer, he would not hold that the case of Rav Elezer was specifically in a scenario of Avdal and Derech Ba'isa Sada, and therefore he passing Shalei Rav Elezer. And the Gemara now continues, and the Rashbam says that we should be gurus Ulu Rav Bar Puna Masis and Tayamai, the Lechira, according to Rav Bar Puna, who just stated that Rav holds that in Halach Rav Elezer, then it doesn't make sense that we would say that our Mishnah follows the Shita Rav Elezer, as we wouldn't want to stop Mishnah to go Shalei Kalacha. Therefore, we're back to our original question that why can't Reuven tell the Rabbim Shiklu Didhu Vahavalu Didi, that you should take your old path back and I should keep the new path that I wanted to give to you? And the Gemara explains that the Pshat in our Mishnah is Mishun de Rabbi Yehuda Amrav, is based on a member of Rabbi Yehuda named Rav. The Rabbi Yehuda Amrav Meitzah Shechzik B'Rabim Asal Kalkloi, that once there's a Rabbim that takes a Meitzah and they started using the area of the boundary marker was usually an area that was higher or lower than the rest of the field. And as Rashbam states, Sheshvu V'Teknu L'Hilach, that they actually smoothed it out and they prepared this area in order to be able to walk on it and to use it as a path. V'Bailim Yadu, and the owner knew about this, V'Shasku, and he kept quiet. And Asal Kalkloi, then the owner could never take it back. The Vadil Rabbim Machol, as certainly he was Meichel to the Rabbim, Kolshke Masisin Shinaslam Ahu Derech B'Yadayim, and certainly in the case of the Mishnah, where Reuven actually went and gave the path to the Rabbim B'Yadayim, Hilkuch Mashin Nasan Nasan, Uchagoyin Shechziku, and the case of the Mishnah, specifically talking about a case where the Rabbim created the Chazakah, and therefore they were coined the Derech. Gemara now continues and asks the Lachira, coined to Rabbi Bar Puna that stated that Lacha doesn't follow Rabbi Elezer, and therefore Rabbi Elezer even said his Alacha that Rabbim Shabiru Derech La'atma Mashabiru Baru, even in a case where it was Loy Avlan Derech Ba'isa Sada. And if so, Rabbim B'mai Kanidle, Lachira, it's Mashmur that all the Rabbim has to say is that they want that path, and B'diba Ba'alma, they would be coined a path, and Lachira, they didn't make a Kenyan, and how could it be that it required this path? And the Gemara answers B'hilucha, that they coined a path by walking through the path. The Tanya, as we look at the Brisa, Halachba La'arkal Rachba, Kana Makim Lucha, Divir Rabbi Elezer, the Rabbi Elezer himself paskins, if someone wants to be coined a field, and they walk the length and the width of the field, then they would be coined of that entire area. Therefore, when the Rabbim walks on this path, they are coined of this path. And when Rabbi Elezer stated Rabbim Shabiru Derech La'atzman, it didn't mean B'diba Ba'alma, and it meant that they chose it by walking through this path. And the Brisa continues, V'chamayim and the arguing Rabbi Elezer, and they hold in Hilch Me'el Klum, that walking through a Sada does not help at all, and that is not a Kinyan, Ad She'yachzik, until you actually make a Kinyan Chazaka. Rashbam explains, Ad She'yachzik L'hashvis Karka L'Charisha, to smooth out the Karka in order to be ready for plowing, I know the Gado parts Kolshu. And Rashbam is bothered that the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama mentioned, Emes have a Chazaka Mechidai Shamitri, and it's Mashmana, by just walking along a border, you would actually be Kinyan of the Sada, even though you didn't make a Chazaka. And Zok Rashbam, La B'hilich Mari, that's not referring to just walking, that this is a form of being null v'gada by walking around a property and making sure that the ground around the border is firm in order to make sure that there's a boundary marker and that shows bailus, and therefore that's a standard kinyan chazaka and it's not behilach ba'alma. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Elezer, that Rabbi Elezer explains my time with Rabbi Elezer, that what is the makar for Rabbi Elezer's shita that hilach ba'alma is a kinyan, and add the pasuk in Pashas Lech Lecha states that Kosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, "Kum isalach ba'aretz la'arkul urachba kilachar tenana," that get up and walk through the land of Eretz Yisrael to its length and its width, as I'm giving you the land. And we see that the way Avraham Avinu was koina Eretz Yisrael was by walking through the land, and hilach ba'alma is koina. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanan, and what does Rabbanan do with the pasuk b'negei Avraham Avinu? And the Gemara explains, "Hasam mishum chavusa d'Avram hu deka'am alayachi kadei she'enoch lichbeish l'fnei banav," that in the chenami Avram wasn't making a kinyan, but even so, because of the chavivas that Kosh Baruch Hu had for Avram Avinu, so he wanted to make sure that Avram walked through the land in order that when Klai Yisrael ultimately made made a kinyan, then they will be like Yorshim v'loy kegazlonim, and as Rashbam states, v'loy yirushus l'satan l'katreg, v'loy pisrim pel l'bal midas hadin, and therefore it will be easier for his children to actually conquer and to keep Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, boinu chacham rab lezo, b'shvil shel kramim, hoil v'nasal hilach, nikna b'hilach, that although the chacham stated that you can't be koin a field through halicha and through walking through the field, however, Shimon just buying a path through Reuven's vineyard, then by Shimon walking through that path, then he would be koina. And since it's not normal to do anything else with this area that's between a vineyard and between vines, therefore the derech hanah of the area between vines is actually by walking. Therefore, walking could be a kinyan, and that could create a chazaka. Gemara continues, ki asal kamidra of Yitzchak ba'ami, that there were two parties that came in front of Yitzchak ba'ami. For example, Shimon bought from Reuven the right to a path that was within a vineyard, and they now had a shayla as to how wide of a path Shimon was entitled to, and Amalhu and Rabbi Yitzchak Ba'ami said to them, Havulei kehech de daritun shebishta v'hada, that Shimon is entitled to a path that's wide enough that he could carry a bunch of branches and he could turn around to all directions, and as Rashbam states, v'lo yigu hazmeyers b'mechitzas hashvil, the branches will still not touch and come into contact with the mechitza of this karem. The Gemara now qualifies this din, v'lo yamaron el demesayim mechitzasa, and this was only stated in a case where there were actually mechitzas around this area and around this path, but if there weren't any walls or any gate or fence around this path, then Reuven would not have to give a very wide path to Shimon, and all that he would have to give him is only an area where Shimon could actually get through that area and have one foot go in front of the other. And certainly, since there isn't any wall that's blocking Shimon's path, therefore, even if Shimon has to turn around while holding a bunch of branches, he'll be able to turn around. And Rashbam states, V'lo yamar al demesayim mechitzasa, sheyesh shem l'shvil, gedem izeh v'gedem izeh, oz tzorach l'hachav zeh derech, then you would even have to extend the path, v'lim shechitzolim l'achareyem, k'dil shalei zekua k'solim l'hapla masum al k'sepoy, avolei mesayim mechitzasa, then lo yit loy el madruch kaf raglov, v'yiz rab mecha yit akar mikan amikan, and the seller could use the rest of the area, and he could plant seeds, or he could plant trees, that ain't kandova mazik loy, k'sh yitun masu al k'sepoy, and Ayin Rashbam, who brings a girsa that would be exactly the opposite, and therefore we could say that Reuven definitely sold Shimon the entire area that Shimon needs in order to turn around comfortably. However, if there were already walls there and there wasn't enough space for Shimon to turn around, and we explain the Gemara based on Rashbam's first pshat, and Rashbam brings another pshat, the shaila that was brought in front of Abitzhak was b'misha of the derech sedeu mari, that it was a yochid that had a right to a path within Reuven's field, and they lost that path. And now the shaila was, how much of a path and how wide of a path is Shimon entitled to? And ayin enteses dilu maschil b'shvil shel kramim near the dafka b'shvil shel kramim she'inu asa klal al hiloch al shad derech asa k'tzas l'shtamish by tzarech acher, and therefore you would not be able to be koina by walking through this path without performing an actual kinyan chazaka. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that we'll mention something called gamadim, and Rashbam points out that either this refers to a smaller amma, which is measured from a person's elbow until his finger, however some say that actually refers to a standard amma, as the pasuk states in Shaftim, gamad arka. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, derech hayochid dal amais, that a path that is roiv for yochid is four amais, and if Reuven sells a path to Shimon, then Shimon is entitled to a path that's four amais wide, and as Rashbam explained, because that is a share that a standard wagon could travel through. Gemara states, Tana Achirim Oimrim Kadesh Yavach Hamor B'Masai, that Achirim state that the actual share of Derech Yochid is in order for a donkey to be able to go through this area with its packages on its back. And the Gemara will explain that this is 2.5 Gamodim, which is either a little bit less than 2.5 Amos, or exactly 2.5 Amos. And the Gemara states, Amar Avhuna Halacha Kachirim, the Halacha follows Achirim, which is generally Rab Meir. And although in our Gemara it states, V'tani Idach, the Rashbam states that the following din is not from a Braisa, and instead Daini Goyla Amri, that the Daini Goyla referring to Shmuel and Karna, they say Shnei Gamodim Umechza, the Shira of Derech HaYochid is 2.5 Gamodim, which is either a little bit less than 2.5 Amos, or exactly 2.5 Amos. And once again, Ra'am Rabhuna Halacha Kedaini Goyla, and at this point the Gemara thinks that there's a difference between Shnei Gamodim Umechza and the Shira of Yavu Chamor B'Masai, and therefore the Gemara asks that L'chari the Sira, as over here Rabhuna stated Halacha Kedaini Goyla, but Ra'am Rabhuna Halacha Kachirim, and the Gemara answers, Idi Chachiru, that in a Hanami, both of these shurim are exactly the same, and that is actually why Rav Huna stated halacha kachirim, and he also stated halacha kedai negayla, in order to actually teach us that both of these shurim are exactly the same. Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah derech harav mishesh amo, that a public thoroughfare is 16 amos, as we learned b'negei hilchos Shabbos, and we learned it from the agolos of the Mishkan and Tanur Rabbanan, and we had a brisa that taught us other halachas, as the brisa tells us derech yochid abba amos, that the width of a pith for yochid is 4 amos, as we stated on Mishnah derech meir le'ir shmoin amos. However, a pith that's used exclusively to go from city A to city B and not to go to many other cities is only 8 amos, as Rashbam states derech meir le'ir shad derech miuchedus l'shtei ayaros halalu v'ein anshei ayaros acheres nechnas l'sham shmoin amos shimifku shtei agolos zu b'zu shalisakvu zu b'zu, that if two wagons are going in opposite directions, that they could pass each other. And as we explained beforehand, that the reason why derech hayochid is 4 amos wide is in order that a wagon should be able to comfortably go through the path. And we continue on daf kufam beis derech harav mishishas yamo, that a path that is used by many cities and used by many people that come from far away places, and therefore it's a very crowded thoroughfare, the share of the width of that path is 16 amos. And finally, the braisa teaches us derech ari mikla shleish mishtayim amos, and the roads that Klal Yisrael prepared in order for a person that killed someone b'shoigeg to be able to run to an ari miklat is 32 amos. And the Gemara now states Amrav Huna Maikra, that was the makar for this halacha b'negeya derech ari miklat, d'chsiv, as the pasuk states in Shoftim tachin l'cha haderech, and the pasuk doesn't say tachin l'cha derech, but it says haderech derech haderech, and therefore we learn that this path should be like a double road, and since the derech harabim is 16 amos, so the proper path for the derech that leads to an ari miklat is 32 amos. And as Rashbam states, derech matzil lemichtav v'ksiv haderech leisufei derech acheres v'stam derech shabatayr tezayin amos k'dafinu me'agolos de mishkan ba'oy dafinu loy haveksiv el derech havmino tezayin amo, then we already know that would be 16 amos. The stam daker ori miklat v'shis rabimim k'dei shirklu mikol ayaris lanashama, that was the standard minug, that a derech that would lead from many different cities would be 16 amos, as we just stated. And therefore, now that the Torah stated haderech, therefore the Torah is teaching you that you should have a double wide road, and it should be 32 amos wide. And the Gemara continues, derech hamelech in lashira, and as we explain, shamelech peretz geder lastly derech v'im machem yodoy, that a king could break through any geder in order to make a path for himself, and no one could be meicher. And Rashbam points out, mishnehi b'sanhedrin, that this memory is actually a mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin. Rashbam is therefore bothered that why do we mention it on mishnah if it's already a mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin? And zok Rashbam, the agav gora noktav masisin, and since we're talking about different widths of different paths, therefore our mishnah also talks about derech hamelech, but the ikka place of the limud of derech hamelech is actually Masechta Sanhedrin. And the mishnah continued derech hakeva in lashir, and as we explain, mishum yikar de shachba, and zok Rashbam she'in zekavad hameis lavriach se malavin ase mikan, and wouldn't be proper honor for the mace if we chase away people that are being malavin the mace. And as we explained, that it was normal to have very large crowds by levaya, and therefore you can't stop them from walking through your field. And even though the Rashbam pointed out that certainly they can't break down fences and they can't destroy gardens, and certainly they can't knock down houses, and therefore it's not similar exactly to a derech hamelech. The Mishnah continued, Hamaymid dinit superi amru bastal kabin, and we're not going to be gurious the word hulu, as that was the end of the Mishnah. And Tanur Rabbanan, and we learned to the brisa, Hamecha kivrei, if Reuven sells his own keva or derech kivrei, or mokim amadai or besa spedai, boim bnei mishpacha v'kayvenai say alkochai mishum pagam mishpacha, then when he dies, the people of his family could go and bury him in their keva, or use the derech kivrei, or his mokim maimid, or his base hesped, even against the will of the buyer. And this was based on Atakan Sachamim and Zok Rashbam Mishum Pugam Mishpacha Gnai Ulehem She'in L'Kravim Mokim Kvura, and would be a Gnai for the family. One of their relatives do not have a place to be buried. Hilkach Am Rabbanan Lishkol Dami V'lahada, and therefore the Rabbanan will Masakin that the family could go and repurchase this area from the buyer, and they could just give the money back to the buyer, and they could take the kever, and they could take these other items back from the buyer. And Rashbam states V'hachi Aminu Behedi V'becharius B'shli Perakish B'chol Anachla, that certainly the family can't take this for free, and they have to reimburse the buyer. And our Mishnah mentioned the concept of Maimid, and the Gemara will now bring a Braisa that discusses Maimid. As Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, and Pechsim Yishiva Ma'amadis U'mashavis L'meis, that after burying someone on the way back from the Beis HaKvaris, they do a process called Maimid, and when performing this procession, then they wouldn't have less than 7 times where they would stop and they would sit down and it would be Menachem the Avil. And as Rashbam points out, because Yeras Min HaKeva Holcha Ma'at V'yoshvin L'nachem Ha'Avil L'Habis Tzar L'meis Shemes L'Habis B'Bechi V'ylos Is Ish Alibay L'Losha B'Tshuva Ki Chaya Odom Hevel V'Oim Dem Holcha Ma'at V'Choyz M'yosh Ma'at, and they they would stand up and then walk a little bit, and then they would sit down again. Kach oisin zayim pamim, and they would do this 7 times. K'deid lasiz alibim shechai adam hevel. And as the Gemara continues, k'neged, and this is based on the pasuk in Kehelas that Shlomo Melech stated, hevel avolim om Kehelas, hevel avolim akol hevel. And there's actually 7 lashonis of hevel, as the lashon hevel is 1, and the lashon havolim is plural, and therefore it's at least 2. And it says hevel, which is 1, havolim, which is another 2, which is 3. The pasuk continues, hevel avolim akol hevel, which adds another 4. And Ayin Rashbam, who points out, v'isi kasum epesha shedim islavim im hachizim besak forest, l'kach tiknum amodis umashavais, k'desha b'teich kach yistalko hashedim aleim, and this way the shedim would leave them alone, v'lo yinihira de'im kein, yu eisim kein b'chal mokayim, and if it is true, then we should do this in all places, l'kamon amrina minhagatali mirsa, and later on we're going to say that it's based on a minig, and it's not going to be in all places, v'oid my k'neged hevel avolim, and what is the meaning of the Gemara when it states that this k'neged the pasuk of hevel avolim? The Gemara continues, amli of achab then Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava asked Rav Ashi, Hechi Avdi, can you explain to me the procession of Maimid? And it seems that Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava did not have this minig, and therefore he didn't know exactly how Maimid was performed. And Omalei, Rav Ashi responded to Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava, Kedetani, as we learned in the Braisa, Amar Behuda, Behuda b'Rishayna, lo yepeska m'shiva ma'madus m'shavus l'meis. Now Rav Behuda stated that in the region of Yehuda, and originally they would not have less than 7 ma'madus and m'shavus l'meis, as we explained. And the process was, Kegoyin, Omdu Yikarma Maidu, Shavu Yikarm Shavu, that they would tell the procession that everyone should stand up and continue to walk, and then a little bit later they would say everyone should sit down and be Menachem the Oval, etc., as we explained from Rashbam, and that's why this procession is called Mamadais, because when they started walking, they would announce Imdu Yikarma Maidu. Brisa continues that Lemaisa the Minig was that they wouldn't do Mamadais on Shabbos, and Amruloi and the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda that if this is the way that they perform Maimud, Im Kain Ap Shabbos Mutalas is Kain, then it should even be mutter to do so on Shabbos, and we know that the minig is not to do mamadis on Shabbos, and the Rabbanon don't explain exactly what mamadis is, but we see from Yehuda what the concept and the procession of mamadis was. And the Gemara continues with the story, Achte Rami Bar Papa, the sister Rami Bar Papa, have a nesiva leila Rab Avya, she was married to Rab Avya, Shriva, and she died, Avil la Maimon u'Moshev, and they did this minig of Maimon u'Moshev, and Rabbi Yosef Tar B'Tati, and Rabbi Yosef stated they made 2 mistakes, Tar She'in Oisin El B'Krevim, that first of all, they made a mistake, as my modus is only done with Kravim, and he did my modus even with people that were not related and were Rechikim, and he also made another mistake, as even in places where the minig is to do my modus, you only do it on the same day of the Kfura, and he performed my modus for his wife on the 2nd day and the day after the Kfura. And Abaya Omar and Abaya states, that he also made another mistake, that generally you do it right next to the Beis HaKfaris, and he did it when they were already back in the city. And Rava Amar Bahanamita, Rava said that Rabbi Avya made a 4th mistake, Shein Oisin Ol B'makim Shinagu, V'hasim Le'nog, my modus are only done in a place where there's a minig to do my modus, and since in that area it wasn't a minig, therefore he shouldn't change for the minig. The Gemara continued that Rabbi Yisus said that the 2nd mistake that he made was, Shein Oisin Ol B'yem Rishin V'hu Avu B'yem Sheni, and Abaya said that he made a 3rd mistake, Shein Oisin Ol Beis HaKfaris V'hu Asu B'ir. And the Gemara now asks on both of these ideas, Mesvei, I'll ask you a question from the previous Braisa, where Amrulay, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kain Ap Shabbos Mutlas is Kain. If this is the actual process of Mamadis, then you should even be able to perform Mamadis on Shabbos, and we know the minig is not to perform Mamadis on Shabbos, and the Gemara's question is, Vi Amr B'Beis HaKfaris U'B'Yim Aleph B'Beis HaKfaris B'Shabbos my boy, that L'Chari, if you say that Mamadis were only performed in B'Beis HaKfaris and only on the day of the Kfura, then how do you ever have a scenario where you're actually going to do Mamadis on Shabbos? As certainly it's also to bury a mace on Shabbos, and the Gemara answers Beira Smuch LeBeis HaKfaris Dam Tiu Bein Hashmashos, that in the Chinami there is a case where there could be Mamadis on Shabbos, in a case where a person was buried right before Shabbos and right by Bein Hashmashos, and the area that they Beis HaKfaris was within the Tchum of the city, and therefore although people weren't able to get back to the city before Shabbos, but they could walk back to the city on Shabbos, and Lemaisi after they finished the Kfura they would want to go and do Mamadis on their way back to the city, and therefore they were doing Mamadis by the Beis HaKfaris, and it was also on the same day that they buried the mace. And even though, as Rashbam points out, that even though it was after it got dark, and therefore it's on the next day after the Kfura, Zok Rashbam, it's still considered the 1st day, the Holy Indian Aninus, Nami Aminon, Aninus Laila Drabanon, Shal Laila Hilch Achayoyim, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara stated that Rabbi Yisus said, Tar B'tati, Tar She'in Oisin El B'tati, b'kreivim v'hu oved afilu b'rechaikim. And Zakhtar Ashbam, when he stated that it was only done b'kreivim, kreivim ha-meis she'in misablim, referring to those relatives of the meis that are not actually avelim, they boyim l'man madis u'meshavis l'kavad ha-meis. However, those people that came to the levaya but are not related at all, they would not take part of this possession. They would not take part of the man madis u'meshavis. We previously saw that the Gemara stated b'rishayin alay pesim mishivim man madis u'meshavis l'meis kagoyin imdi yukarim ha-maidu shvu yukarim shvu. And the Rimagash explains that lo yehay imrim klum, that they wouldn't say anything and they would just stand and sit. And that's why the Chacham asked Rabbi Yehuda that since they're not making hesped, it should be mutar on Shabbos. Although the Rashbam explained the pasuk that the Gemara brought from Keheles, the Ritva states as follows: and the proper pshat is that we're actually mentioning the seven things that the world is noyig with, and as the pasuk tells us that the world will always continue, and zera v'katzer v'kar v'chayim v'kayitz v'chayiv, which of course are six different items, and v'yom v'layla nechshavim ke'echad, and yom and layla considered one, and therefore we have seven, and echsiv v'yer v'yevayka yom echad, loyme ki hachai yitin alibay, ki ha'olim v'chol inyon of hevel, v'ashri misha amabotayra over meisim tovim. Ritva also points out that since we see that they did mamodes and meishavis for the sister of Rami Papa and the wife of Avya, we see that where there was a minig that they would do mamodes and meishavis, then they would do so for women as well. As if this would not be the case, then the Gemara should have stated that they made another mistake as they perform a modest meshavis for women, and that is not the proper thing to do. And since the Gemara did not mention this, therefore we see that the minig was to do my modest even for women, and we will stop over here.